Does your church have a stewardship ministry? Should it? Hi, I'm Rob West. There's no question that every church could benefit by having a stewardship ministry, and not just the church itself, but the individual members as well. Leo Sabo joins us today with instructions for starting one. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back our friend Leo Sabo. He's president of the Christian Stewardship Network and a Faith and Finance contributor. He also knows a thing or two about starting a stewardship ministry. And Leo, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rob. It's always good to be with you.
Hey, Leo, before we dive into the how-to, let's start with why it's important for churches to have stewardship ministries in the first place.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's in God's Word. There's biblical references to money and possessions all over the Bible. So it's something that God wants us to know, and it's something that we should be discipling our people around because it is a major part of our lives. Making money, spending money is part of it. So it's important that we teach what God says about that so that people can both accomplish their calling and purpose and use money as a tool to do that.
That's well said. So I know you have five practical steps for setting up a stewardship ministry as a layperson. Let's dive in. Where do we start?
Well, first, get leadership buy-in. It's important that you share a vision of how the ministry will impact the church and its people. The leadership is going to want to know if this lines up with the church, and yes, it does, because it's about making true disciples and equipping them. It's also something that has to be focused on discipleship, not fundraising. Help leadership understand this is not about raising more money. This is really, truly about discipling people, and the result may be that they'll be more generous. More likely they will be, but it's really discipleship.
Yeah, you can't do much without the leadership on board, that's for sure. Where do we go from here?
Number two, understand the needs of your people. Don't assume you know what people need or want. Ask them. It's okay to do a survey and ask specifically what people are struggling with or what people would like to know regarding financial stewardship. And then go ahead and launch that based on the education that they want. So look at what kind of classes are they willing to go to. Is it a one-day seminar, a workshop, multi-week classes, in-person, on-demand, and then go from there.
So the leadership is on board, we know what the needs are, and now we start to build our team. What do we need to know?
Well, it's important that you build a team so that you can scale for church-wide impact. So host a vision night to recruit volunteers, find those who have a passion and calling to serve in stewardship ministry, just like you do, and then provide the training, both biblical and practical. You want to help them understand what God says, but also help them walk that out. And let CSN help you. Here at the Christian Stewardship Network, we actually do that. We help churches learn how to train their own people so that they can build a ministry that will be effective.
Yeah. So now you have your team in place, Leo. How do you get started? How do you launch?
Well, that's just it. You have to launch. The sooner you start, the more you will learn and can adapt the ministry to meet the needs of your people. And if possible, start with a church-wide event. We recommend a seminar, a one-day workshop, or something like that, because that'll put it on the map so that everyone in the church will see that this is something that the church is going to engage in, and then anything that follows will just be supported by that same notion that we are going to be focusing on this area.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I know there's one final step, and it's an important one. Share it with us.
Yeah, number five is celebrate ministry impact. You have to capture and share testimonies of life change. This will benefit by encouraging other participants who may not yet feel like this is for them, but also it validates the impact and benefit of ministry to the leadership, resulting in more buy-in and more support. And of course, measure and report impact regularly to your leadership. That's part of the celebration, is that you're letting your leadership know, this is working, here's a life change that's happening.
This is so helpful, Leo. How can folks get more information?
Well, go to ChristianStewardshipNetwork.com. We have plenty of resources. We have a membership, and we have training. We have training that actually is going to be happening March 4th through the 6th at Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. We have our CSN annual forum event that we do every year. It's a three-day event for leaders to come and get equipped.
Leo, that's so helpful. I've been watching the work of CSN for a long time. Talk to folks about how practical the help is that you can offer as they launch their ministry.
Yeah, we have a membership where people can sign up and actually connect with other stewardship leaders. And of course, we have a lot of content, courses that we're releasing all the time to equip and disciple those people to know how to do this ministry in their own churches.
Yeah, that's right. Take advantage of it, folks. It's a huge resource. Leo, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure, Rob.
Leo Sabo has been our guest today. That website again, ChristianStewardshipNetwork.com. That's ChristianStewardshipNetwork.com. All right, your calls are just around the corner. 800-525-7000. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. There are many in colder climates who loathe winter, but not everyone. There are people who relish a fresh snowfall, a cup of cocoa, and what child doesn't yearn for school to be canceled because of the weather? But there's another reason to be thankful for winter. It's a reminder of a promise God made. After the flood, Noah made an altar to the Lord and made a sacrifice. It was at this moment God said in Genesis 8, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." So the earth endures because of God's promise, and every winter day is a reminder. Try out Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, where we want you to see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We help you do that each day in light of biblical wisdom. So what are your questions today financially? Let's tackle them together. Perhaps you have a testimony of God's faithfulness. You've been through a difficult season, or you've seen God at work in your financial life. You've seen the blessing of applying biblical financial wisdom from God's Word. You want to share that with us. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love those testimonies, but we also want your questions, whatever you're thinking about today, financially speaking. Give us a call. Let's talk about it together, help you think it through, and make a decision in light of biblical truth. The number again, 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open here early in the program. It's a great time to get in before the lines get busier. 800-525-7000. In the news today, Gen Zers may be getting some pretty shaky financial advice, according to a new report by the CFA Institute. That's a trade group of chartered financial analysts. The report shows that these young adults aged 26 and under are five times more likely to get financial advice from social media. TikTok leads the way in handing out this so-called expert advice and tips with a section known as FinTok. In that space, influencers, as they're known, and you may see this coming, Finfluencers dish out everything from money-saving ideas to stock tips, some of which, in fairness, are pretty good. But the report also shows that only 20% of these Finfluencers who dispense investing information include the disclosure information required by regulators. That means they could have conflicts of interest and may just be trying to sell financial products. Bottom line, don't get your financial advice from social media. Look for more reliable sources. There's also a new trend out. You know, a lot of social media celebrates luxury items and a lifestyle of opulence, whether that's a fancy vacation or a new car. But there is a new trend we're seeing emerging, especially with the younger generations, Gen Y, and that is something called loud budgeting, where essentially they're celebrating frugality, where, you know, these tiny houses and celebrating stretching every dollar and cooking at home instead of eating out. And, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit to this, celebrating this idea that, you know, we need to stretch God's money and be wise and shrewd and careful with our budgeting. We also need to not go overboard in that. We need to find the balance, right? It's not frugality for frugality's sake. It's in light of stewardship, being a wise and faithful steward, and just good financial practices and money management. So certainly social media is a double-edged sword of sorts. We need to be careful when we're seeking counsel there. We certainly need to be careful on getting too focused on it and allowing it to consume too much of our time. But we also need to be careful about the financial advice we're getting there as well. All right, we're ready to take your phone calls today in just a moment. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Let me first tackle a couple of emails, though. These came in to us at askrob@faithfi.com. And by the way, if you have a question you'd like to send at any point, we'd encourage you to do that. Again, askrob@faithfi.com. Here's what Scott writes. He says, I'm 36. My credit score is a 671. I opened an unsecured credit card. I'm currently paying off all my debts, utilities, and paying my rent on time, although I had a small write-off a few years ago. How long should I wait until I apply for a second credit card that offers cashback rewards? It's a great question. Let me just mention, in terms of kind of the ranges for credit cards, you know, folks often will ask, what is a good credit score? Well, basically, anything between 670 and 799 is considered good. The excellent range would be 800 or higher. So often, if you're above that 670, and interestingly, Scott, you're right there at 671, you are going to qualify for a card that earns rewards like cashback or points. Now, not all have the same minimum credit requirements, so it's a good idea to research your options before you apply, and that's where Bankrate.com and NerdWallet can come in, because a lot of times they will say right there as you're evaluating particular credit cards for you know, their benefits and rewards, they will say what the minimum credit score is. So you'll want to do your homework there. But you are already getting in the range where you can qualify for these types of cards. Now, the longer you wait, where that small write-off from a few years ago is continuing to get further and further in the past, that's going to help you. I think as you continue to faithfully pay down your debt, bring down your credit utilization ratio, as you pay your bills on time, that is all going to help. Now, keep in mind that if you carry a balance on a rewards card, the interest you'll pay more than wipes out any rewards. The issuer is, of course, counting on you to do that. So, you know, you need to know that's how they make their money. Make sure you disappoint them. We don't want you carrying a balance. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that first month that you have to carry a balance, well, that means you're not ready for a credit card. Let's cut it up and focus on budgeting, so you only use it for budgeted items when you are using a credit card so you can pay it off in full at the end of the month. You know, it's never a good idea to run a balance on a credit card, certainly now more than ever with interest rates on credit cards running 21, 22% plus. You know, that's just a massive amount of money you're sending to interest. Let's not use consumer debt to fund lifestyle spending. The only way around that is living within your means, which means you must have a credit card. Excuse me, a budget. All right, let's go to our second email. This comes from Marie. Marie writes to us, I have $3,000 in a CD and $3,000 in an IRA. I'm 88 years old. I'm getting practically nothing in interest. What should I do? If you don't put a percentage of these funds in the market, Marie, inflation will gradually eat away at their value. So you could start to move this into a mutual fund, perhaps even an index fund. When that CD matures, you could certainly roll it over into another CD that should be paying a reasonable rate of return. So, you know, right now for a one-year CD, Marie, you should easily be getting 5.5%. So if you're, you know, earning very little interest on all of this, I would say, you know, even inside that IRA, if you didn't want to take any risk, using a brokered CD would allow you to get that interest rate up. So at least you have something coming in that's meaningful. You know, this is one of those unique periods where we've been for the last couple of decades used to near zero Fed funds rate, which means we've just been getting very little in the way of interest on our savings and investments. That's changed. So we have the opportunity now to get that interest rate up. And as these rates start to head down, we're probably going to want to lock in for money, you know, that needs to be more secure. And you have the time horizon, probably lock in a 2, 3, or 5 year CD, just so you know you've got these rates, you know, out a ways, and you can continue to take advantage of them as the Federal Reserve drops interest rates. Don't miss treasuries as well. You know, U.S. Treasury bills, bonds, and notes are offering great rates right now as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then back with your questions. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. Call with your financial questions right now, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
Sometimes it can be hard to catch each live broadcast. This could be due to your job, school, or just life in general. We understand, which is why you don't have to miss out. The AFR podcast page is where you can find all of your favorite shows. Whether it's old or new, you can listen and download each broadcast that you've missed, including the ones you've already heard. Just visit the podcast page at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
The most rewarding thing about my job is that we get to build relationships through our donors and our supporters and get to have that personal relationship with them.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. This is your program to tackle your financial questions. So what are your questions today? Let's talk about them at 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you again. 800-525-7000. Yesterday on the broadcast, I was able to talk a bit about withdrawing money in retirement. I didn't get all the way through some of the steps I wanted to share with you because we get so many questions on this topic from you. And it has to do with what is the order to withdraw money in retirement. And as I said yesterday, one of the ideas is to set up a money market account before you retire so you can keep a certain number of months worth of expenses in that money market account, and then you can withdraw from that so you're not having to liquidate investments every time you need to take a monthly check. So that can just kind of help to smooth things out and have that money available for an automatic transfer. Now, you know, if you can, you're going to want to delay withdrawing from your taxable accounts, so think IRAs, traditional, or 401ks, until the required minimum distribution kicks in. A new law just passed raises this from 72 all the way up to age 75 for people born after 1960. This will allow your accounts to continue earning interest as long as possible. Now, once you do start taking the RMD, you can use it to pay expenses or invest it in a taxable account. If you don't need your RMD, that's where you can consider rolling some of your traditional IRA money into a Roth, which isn't subject to the required minimum distribution rules. You, of course, have to pay the tax on it, but you'll likely be paying lower tax rates today and through next year until the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires, unless it's extended. And a lot of that has to do with the outcome of this next election. So that's something to at least consider. We often talk as well about the qualified charitable distribution. That's the other way to get it out of the taxable or the pre-tax IRA without adding it to your taxable income by way of you sending it directly to a charity or a ministry. Now, as for your Roth, you're going to want to take those withdrawals last of all, because the Roth has no required minimum distributions and the money you withdraw is not taxable. So the longer you let it grow, the better. And if tax rates, the marginal tax rate is heading higher, and that, of course, is unknown, but let's say, you know, we assume that's at least the direction it's headed, you know, when it moves, probably not lower from here, you won't have to pay any tax with that money coming out of the Roth down the road. Now, don't assume you have to claim Social Security at age 62. Every year you delay taking Social Security payments, your monthly benefit increases until it maxes out at age 70. There's no benefit in waiting later than age 70, of course, because you're not getting any kind of increase in that monthly benefit. Now, if this sounds complicated, it can be. And of course, every situation is different. So look for personalized retirement planning advice. I would be planning before you retire, as well as during retirement, just to make sure you're being strategic about how you're drawing assets down, what tools you're using, and perhaps even a reverse mortgage could be an effective tool in this mix as well for some people, certainly not for everybody. As Proverbs 19:20 tells us, it says, listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. So if you do need a bit more advice and instruction, as King Solomon is instructing us here for your financial decisions, well, we recommend you contact a certified Kingdom advisor. These are Christ-honoring professionals who've met high standards in character and competence and experience. They've also completed and been certified by a rigorous training process. A CKA can help you decide when and how to make your financial withdrawals according to your unique situation. They can also help you look at your finances through the lens of Scripture. And if you'd like to find a certified Kingdom advisor in your area, you can do that easily at our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Right there at the top of the page, it'll say Find a CKA. Now, we are actually updating the CKA search. You'll see a new format coming out in the very near future that will allow you to really dial into that professional you need. It'll be a CKA if it's financial planning, investments, taxes, insurance, or estate planning. If you need help, though, with budgeting, debt repayment, or maybe you just have a financial question, you're trying to make a decision in your financial life on, do I refinance this mortgage or stick with it? You'll be able to use the same tool to find a certified Christian financial counselor as well, because your need may not rise to the level of needing a certified Kingdom advisor. That's where the certified Christian financial counselors come in. And our goal here at FaithFi is to make sure that we're connecting you with the right person who can journey with you, because we know that godly counsel is critical, but you also need to have a competent professional who can give you advice, help you make good decisions, and also look at everything through the lens of Scripture. So that's the key, and that's what we want to do here on this program every day, is give you solid advice, but then give you get you connected to somebody who can journey with you. So hopefully that's helpful. Well, listen, just around the corner after this next break, we're going to begin tackling your financial questions, beginning with Vaughn in Minnesota. But we do have lines open, and we're ready for you. The number to call today is 800-525-7000. We've got about four lines open, and we're ready to dive into those questions again. 800-525-7000. Hey, as we're heading into this break, let me remind you as well, if you haven't set up your budget yet, you've not gotten on a spending plan, maybe you're struggling to make ends meet, especially with high inflation, or maybe you have plenty coming in, you just want to be a wise and faithful steward, and you know that without a plan, without giving every dollar a job, you're not being as effective in managing God's money. It's slipping through your fingers into the things perhaps you don't want it to go to. Well, a spending plan is going to help you get to where you ultimately want to go, and the FaithFi app can help you do that in a really easy-to-use format. So check it out today. You can download it on our website at faithfi.com. Just click app or search for FaithFi in your app store. All right, we're going to dive into your questions after this break. We're ready for you. 800-525-7000. We'll go to Minnesota first. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit afaaction.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Let's dive in. We're going to begin in Minnesota. Hi, Vaughn. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, hi. I just want to address the American Family Radio that has recently dropped Pastor Begg's Truth for Life program from the lineup because of the controversy. If we don't have our basics right, we're going to be in trouble. And in Romans 1, it says one man, one woman, and our financial needs, we need to close the border because I live down in Texas. My phone number might be still Minnesota. But I live down in Texas, and
I just
want to bring this out to everyone. It might be a financial little get-together here, but I called in, and you took me, and here I am.
Great. Well, I appreciate you weighing in. We've covered extensively the issue that you mentioned on several programs. Hopefully you had a chance to tune in to those. Did you have a financial question today or just those thoughts?
Well, if we don't close the borders, we're not going to have much money left because we are supporting this Bianco up in Washington. We need to get rid of Biden.
Yeah.
My financial problem is I have heard a lot of rumor going on that this is 2024 is going to be a really tough year. And what can Christians do to stop it? And I think we need to close the border.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's a major issue that we've got, you know, when we've got 6 million people flooding into our country, and it's for good reason front and center in this next election. And it is something that needs to be addressed immediately. I would agree with you. You know, I think, you know, as believers, we need to, and that's really what this program is all about, Vaughn, is really just thinking through how do we manage God's money in light of biblical wisdom. What does God's word say about how we handle our own economies? We certainly don't need to bury our heads in the sand with regard to the bigger U.S. economy, and we've got some major challenges and headwinds that we need to deal with. And in part, that means showing up and being involved in the political process to put in leaders that understand a biblical worldview, understand God's design for economics and wealth creation that we were created mankind in God's image to be productive and to take God's creation and improve it, and that creates economic expansion and a virtuous cycle. And we need to do that in a way that is God-honoring and adheres to biblical principles. And the extent to which we've gotten away from that and we've run major deficits and we've ballooned our national debt obviously has created problems. Now we've got other systemic problems around demographics and the shrinking of the workforce just because we're having fewer children. So we've got our challenges, and yet we're still the strongest and biggest economy in the world. And so we have an opportunity, I think, to turn that ship and head in the right direction, but we need leaders who are going to pave the way. But I think for each of us, we also need to think about handling our own economies. And that means what's passing through our hands. Are we being found faithful with regard to what God has entrusted to us? Are we living within our means? Are we avoiding the use of debt? Are we making sure that we have cushion or margin in our financial lives and setting long-term goals and giving generously? And if we've done those things, we've put ourselves in a position to experience God's best and to be faithful as stewards of God's resources. But I also think it's important that we squarely place our trust in the Lord. You know, our trust isn't in the U.S. government. It's not in our employer. The Bible is clear. It's God that gives us the power to create wealth. And so we have an opportunity, I believe, to be faithful in managing that. And in doing so, that's God honoring, because here's what we know. We will all stand before the Lord and give an account to how we've managed whatever he's entrusted to us. It's our stewardship of our time and our relationships and God's word, truth, and also certainly our money. So, Vaughn, appreciate you weighing in on the program today. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Carrie. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to just ask a quick question, and I'll hang up and listen. I manage my mom's affairs. My mom has cognition and physical handicaps, so her finances are currently in a savings, and okay, it has negligible interest on it, and I wanted to have some flexibility for her. She has a checking account, but I wanted to have some of those finances that's in the savings move to a different vehicle, and the larger majority of the finances in a vehicle that is gives a better return but still has some flexibility because of, you know, possible catastrophic events that could cost quite a bit. So currently it's like 1 or 2, 1.5% interest, so I just it's really negligible. Thank you, Vaughn, and I'll hang up.
Now, let me ask you this, Carrie. Give me the total that she has roughly, or that you're managing.
It's about 120.
120,000?
Yes.
All right. And how much are you needing to draw out each month for her care?
About 2,000.
About 2,000 a month. So you're pulling 24,000 a year out of this.
Right. And she gets roughly 1,300 a month income.
Okay. But the 2,000 is in addition to the 1,300, is that right?
No, it's it would be 700.
Okay, so you're only pulling from the 120,000. You're only pulling 700 a month, or about 8,400 a year.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, the challenge is that what I'd like for you to do, and I realize you've got to do what you need to do to care for her. I mean, ideally, we'd only pull about $5,000 a year. That would be 4%. You know, you're pulling, you know, quite a bit more than that, you know, at about 8%. Well, maybe 7% at 8,400. So, you know, we need to maintain this, obviously, and get it invested. Now, what would you say about, you know, bringing an advisor in who could manage a portion of it? And here's what I'm thinking. What if you were to keep a year's expenses in a high-yield savings account? So instead of earning 1%, you're earning between 4.5% and 5%, and then take, you know, the rest of it and deploy it in a stock and bond portfolio, largely bonds. I'm thinking maybe 20 to 30% at the most in stocks, just to give you a little growth, and then the rest in short-term, you know, high-quality corporate and government bonds. The idea being that we want to get that rate of return up while still being very conservative. Obviously, all of this is very liquid in marketable securities, so it allows you to get more money if you needed it for, as you said, an unexpected kind of major event. But, you know, it does give you more risk, but it gives you a greater potential for return. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm trying to avoid unnecessary risk. Yeah. There's risk in anything, but I'm trying to avoid as much risk as I can at this point because she's has some considerable handicaps.
Got it. Okay. Well, I think then the way to go, Carrie, is to move this in probably a good bit of it, maybe a third into the high yield savings. Go to bankrate.com to find who's paying the best high yield rates. It's going to be an online savings account. And then take the other two thirds and break it up and ladder it into CDs, maybe 16 months a year and 18 months. Hopefully that helps you, Carrie. We'll be right back.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the Giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are Giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
Are you being honest and dependable in your personal money matters? Honesty is one of the first things Jesus requires of new believers. When some tax collectors approached Jesus to be baptized, they asked, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what you have been ordered to." You need to be honest to be effective for God's kingdom work.
Tune in to Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, where God is our ultimate treasure and money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We want to hear your questions today in our final segment. We've got room for a few more questions. We'd love to tackle whatever you're considering in your financial life as you're living, giving, owing, and growing God's money. You can call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We've got lines open and you can get right through. Let's talk about being rich for a moment. Now, you might think that's what you want, to be rich, to have a lot of money. That would sure solve a lot of problems, right? Well, the answer depends on your worldview. Look through the lens of God's word and you get one answer. Examine life from a worldly perspective and the answers will be completely different. So let's look at this topic for a second of being rich, and then we'll head back to the phones. What does the Bible say about it? Well, in Luke 12:15, Jesus warns against greed. Here's what he says. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And then Jesus tells this parable about a rich man who builds bigger and bigger barns to store his crops and his possessions. You know the story. The man is pretty satisfied, and he says to himself in verse 19, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Now, Jesus goes on to finish the story with a warning, and here's what Jesus says. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. You see, the rich man in the parable had a godless view, a godless worldview, you might say. His desire is just to be rich, to accumulate a lot of things so he can take life easy, as he says. Obviously, that doesn't work out for him. Now, according to Jesus, the godly perspective is much better. Why? Well, because it has eternal value. It takes the focus off human desires and looks to God instead. Jesus says we're to be rich toward God instead of rich toward ourselves. But here's the big question. What does that mean to be rich toward God? What does that look like? Well, here's what John Piper said about that. He says, being rich toward God doesn't mean to enrich God. He says, I think it means to count God as your riches. If you're looking for where to be rich, focus on God. He is your great reward. He is your riches. Handle your money in such a way as to show that God, not money, is your treasure. Let me say that last line again. This is the key, I think, to take away today. Handle your money in such a way as to show that God, not money, is your treasure. Now, wanting to be rich is a natural desire. I get it. But if we're going to be mature believers, Christ followers, we need to leave the natural desires behind. We need to recognize that we handle our money in such a way to show that God, not money, is our treasure. I think that means holding it loosely. Now, it doesn't mean giving it all away. It doesn't mean that we need to live impoverished. It means we see money as a great gift and a blessing from the Lord. And yeah, we're to enjoy it. That's clear in 1 Timothy. We're to use it to provide for our families. We're to use it to meet the needs of others on our path and to the uttermost parts of the world as we give generously. But we need to handle it in such a way that it's clear to the world that's watching that we want to be rich toward God. How do you do that? Well, I'll give you my thoughts on that in just a moment. But in the meantime, let's head back to the phones. By the way, we have room for maybe one or two more questions today before we round out the broadcast. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Call right now. Let's go to New York. Maria, I understand you have a testimony for us. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And I just want to respond to the lady about the border. But I firmly believe when I pray that somehow I have contributed to some of the discombobulation that's happening in the world. But since I was 9 years old, my father, who was a very biblical man, taught us to tithe. If we make a little bit, like 50 cents, you tithe 10%. So we were from the third world, and then we came to the United States, and it was a big change. But there is something about tithing and giving more than 10% that makes you somehow grounded and at peace. And it is amazing. My father, who is a poor man, has now three kids who found their place in the sun, as he always say, and we all three of us continue tithing. And it just brought even to the descendants, to our children and grandchildren, some sort of, there's something peaceful. It's not that there's no problem, but somehow it's all good, you know? Sometimes the problems that we see in our nation is overwhelming. But if you do what is basic, I think what is basic, it's not easy, like the Sermon on the Mount, it's not easy. But if you attempt to do it, somehow it's not only you that benefits from it, but everybody else. So it's not easy. But if you try it, it really works. It's the basis for, you know, how people want to get rich.
Yes.
You definitely will get rich.
Yes.
It's not the way you think it is, but you will be okay.
Yes.
That's what I want to say.
What a fabulous testimony, Maria. I'm so encouraged that you called and shared that today. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, God's word is always right. It's always relevant. It's never going to change. These principles work. Crank it through your calculator. It may not make sense, and yet in God's economy, it does. And so you've done, and your dad taught you the basics of money management, not only the financial literacy, spending less than you earn and getting on a budget and avoiding the use of debt, but also the biblical worldview, which says part of God's created order is that as he provides in this virtuous cycle of mankind being productive and working and earning, that we give back to the Lord who created us and who owns everything. And in that, we see not only benefits financially in our lives and in the world around us, but we see the spiritual blessing that comes from that as well, knowing that we're being connected into God's activity, which is what happens through our giving. We might flip the idea and say it's not about what God wants from us. It's about what God wants for us, because he doesn't need our money. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Psalm 24:1 says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So if we're then generous givers, what does that do? Well, here's what happens. When you give that tithe, Maria, it loosens the grip of money over your life. It allows you to be calibrated to God's heart. And here's what it also does. It says, Lord, I trust you to continue to provide for me. You see, if we thought we were the ones that were responsible for creating our provision, now, don't get me wrong, we need to work hard, but ultimately it's God who's our provider. And generosity is the ultimate demonstration of that trust, because we're saying, God, I can give it away today because I know you'll continue to provide for me tomorrow. And that's just the way God's economy works. It's this, you know, opportunity we have to be, you know, our hearts to be rooted in the eternal, not the temporal, and participate in God's activity. And that's what you've shared with us today. Any other final thoughts before we let you go, Maria?
What is like when we were growing up, we always wondered why my father, who was very poor, was fearless. And now we discovered that that is the case, that when you give to God, he will give you a million times in mysterious ways, not exactly visible, but it just makes you fearless.
That's so good. And you watched that play out as you were growing up. You didn't quite know where it was coming from, but isn't it really amazing how we can look back and now as through your mature eyes as a mature Christ follower, you can see where God was at work in his life because he was committed to the Lord and he was willing to hold what God entrusted to him loosely and give it generously. Isn't that right?
Yes. Thank you so very much for really rounding it up, because I can't articulate all the goodness of God. It's just amazing. If you didn't live it, you will not understand it. If you did not witness it in your family, you will not understand it. But it's good. It's really good.
This conversation, Maria, is definitely going to be the favorite part of my day. There's no question about that. And I appreciate you calling. Hey, would you call back sometime in the future? I want to hear more from you.
Yes, thank you so very much. But I love your program too. So
thank
it's
you,
a mutual
Maria.
Admiration. thank you.
You're welcome. May the Lord bless you. I love that. You know, we can't put into words the goodness of God. It's just hard to articulate it. We can't even fathom it fully, and yet we know that it's true. God is good, and we want him to be our ultimate treasure. And that's our heart for you folks on this program, is that you would love and adore the living God, and that you would live in relationship with him that's meaningful and deep and intimate. And then our money management just becomes an overflow of that relationship with the Lord. And that's where we get excited about giving. It's not, oh, I got to check the box again and give to my church this week. No, it's something so much different that has such a profound impact on our hearts and our relationship with the Lord. And the icing on the cake is the joy in the receiver's eyes as you meet a need and help somebody on your path, or you're participating in where God is at work at the uttermost parts of the world. That's what it's all about. And that's our heart here on this program. program, and Maria captured it better than I could ever say it. So, folks, thanks for being along with us today. It's always a privilege to have you on this program with us during this hour. I hope you'll come back and tune in tomorrow. Let me say thanks to my team today, Pat Montague, Jim Henry, and Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without them. They're amazing. I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.